Jake Spaulding back with you, continuing here with the Jackson Heights Locker Room Chats, now talking with head coach Brett Platner of the guys for Jackson Heights. And coach, coming off of a 10-12 record a season ago, you did see some guys exit the program due to graduation. First things first, I want to talk about kind of the off season and how the summer went. And then I'm going to talk more about the Jamboree here in a little bit before we get into this week's matchup. But tell me a little bit about how the offseason went for your program and the way you guys were able to operate in the summer league.
Yeah, I thought we had a really nice offseason. Benefit of a small school like ours with, you know, a bunch of guys being multi-sport athletes is the weight room's never really a concern. We got guys in the weight room, not only for basketball, but for football, baseball, track, all the purposes. So thought we had a really good summer gaining strength and getting athleticism on that front. As far as the summer went, we don't force the guys to do this, but they always want to give as many opportunities to themselves as they can. And we played in two summer leagues, one on Monday up at Sabetha and then one on Thursday at Roa Valley, and saw some of the good area competition that you want to see that pushed us, gave us a variety of looks and tested us with different systems that we need to defend and guard and execute on our own front. So really pleased with how the summer went. And as far as the Jamboree was concerned, we purposely go for a Jamboree at Nemaha because we want to see, you know, a school like Nemaha that has storied tradition and success. And Clay Center was there as well. That's there, you know, picked or thought of very highly within the NCKL and have a lot of seniors on their squad. And both teams brought a ton of aggression as far as the full court and half court setting in their man-to-man defenses. So it was a really good opportunity for our guys to see that physicality, have to step up to it, and hopefully we learn some things headed into Friday for it.
Yeah, speaking of Friday, you guys are starting off with a Roa Valley team that you're familiar with. This has kind of been an ongoing thing recently. We're starting the season off with the Panthers. But you have three road games in your first five games before the Christmas break. As you're preparing the team and you're preparing the guys for this opening stretch, what's kind of the mindset right now as you guys are ready to take on the Panthers tomorrow night?
Yeah, we're really just looking at you know, how we can best play together and what our rotations are going to be best looking like when we take the floor. As you mentioned, we lost several key pieces to graduation last year, and not just key pieces, but several good basketball minds. So we know we have a talented group of individuals that are underclassmen coming up through the ranks, but the key thing is going to be finding what systems, what position, what places on the floor we can put them in to be the most successful. And then as we head into Christmas break, you know, taking that rotation down to about 7-8 guys that we can trust to be on the floor when the time matters most.
What's the most important factor, I think, going into a season like this where you just mentioned that you're going to have to kind of get some pieces to mold to make that rotation and make that group that is going to be kind of your core grouping? Is it going to be a lot with these first few games where you're getting to see live game action with it?
For sure. Live game action, putting these guys in different situations and seeing how they react to it. But I would say we're going to lean heavily on our pretty experienced backcourt, too. You know, we got a 3-year returning starter and Drake Melly's at the point guard spot. Cade Holiday, who's been getting varsity experience as a sophomore year, and Jace Robinson, who's also been getting experience since his freshman sophomore year. So really looking to lean on those guys for leadership and experience. And you know, with their experience in the backcourt, getting things set up and keeping things running smoothly, that'll help everybody else fit into their spots and hopefully operate in a better fashion.
And this is maybe a year that Coach, again, we're talking with head coach Brett Platner of the Jackson Heights Cobras, the Cobra Locker Room Chat presented by Farm Bureau Financial in Houlton, Community Healthcare System with the Houlton Family Health Center, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Houlton, and the Farmer State Bank. But Coach, you know, when you're losing kind of some size that you were kind of accustomed to the last couple of years with some tall guys down low, who are you looking to try and fill that void with heading into this season?
Yeah, we certainly have some young guys that we're expecting to step up. Someone like an Eli Kirk, who, you know, he hasn't got a ton of varsity experience, but he's certainly one of the better athletes on our team, you know, in the 6'2", 6'3 range. And as far as sports go and concerns for him, basketball is his favorite sport. He wants to be in the gym. He wants to get better, and he's doing everything he possibly can to make sure that he's ready for Friday nights. Himself, combined with, you know, Sir Peak, another sophomore, who is kind of the hybrid role, the 3-4, but has a lot of length and athleticism himself as well. So we're going to be counting upon him to help clear the defensive glass down low, maybe take care of some ball handling opportunities from time to time, and really be a hybrid guy, whether we need him down low or on the perimeter. And, you know, we got a pretty big junior class that stuck it out for a while now. Egan Bauhey, Jace Doyle, some undersized guys as far as a post role would be concerned about 5'10", 5'11", but certainly have the experience and the aggression you need to box out and play physical down low.
Well, you're returning a total, like we were just talking about, 8-letter winners back to the roster this season, some serious varsity experience with the backcourt, like you talked about as well. So this will be a fun season, I think, that a lot of people in the NEKO, I wanted to get your opinion on this really quickly before we close up for our first coaches show of the year. But the new look NEKL with the addition of both Riverside and Troy. We saw it in football where that really kind of enhanced the NEKL a little bit. Are you seeing that same thing on the basketball court?
Absolutely. I think those two additions are not only quality additions to the league, but they're going to make every night very competitive within the NEKL. And, you know, I've talked in the past several years, I thought our league's been actually very solid in basketball to where, you know, there was no off nights. Anyone 1 through 10 could beat each other on any given night if you don't play well. And I see that being the case this year as well. Have a lot of quality teams at the top end, have some teams probably in the middle that are going to be fighting for position once season comes to a close. And even our teams projected at the bottom half, they have a lot of key players in key areas returning, and it's going to make it to where, you know, like I just mentioned, there's no nights off. You have to be on your toes at all times, and you have to be playing your best brand of basketball if you want to be successful.
All right, the 2024-25 season gets tipped off tomorrow night. Jackson Heights on the road at the Purple Palace at Royal Valley High School. Coach Brett Plattner, good luck to you, good health, and we'll talk with you again next week.
Thanks, Jake. Always appreciate it.
All right, Brett Plattner of the Jackson Heights Cobras, and we'll chat with him again next week. Again, you can pick up a Courtside Guide magazine at many different locations. Just go to mscsports.net to find yours, and you can preview all our area teams as basketball season gets underway tomorrow night.